You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Progress has been made where there appear to be continued roadblocks and how we can partner with them to make progress.
And President Obama also urged Ethiopia's leaders to curb crackdowns on press freedom and political openness. The search continues for two 14-year-old boys off the coast of Florida. They disappeared Friday en route to the Bahamas. Officials have found their capsized boat undamaged.
There's so many different variables that we bring into play when we're estimating survivability out in the water, from the conditions on the water, the environmental concerns.
That was Petty Officer Steve Lehman from the U.S. Coast Guard. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs counters 1, ends 8-1.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
President Obama is criticizing some of the GOP presidential candidates, claiming America deserves better after statements were made by Mike Huckabee, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz. On Saturday, the former Arkansas governor talked about the nuclear deal with Iran.
This president's foreign policy is the most feckless in American history. He's so naive, he would trust the Iranians, and he would take the Israelis and basically march them to the door of the oven.
Huckabee spoke on Breitbart News on Sirius XM. Turkey is calling for a meeting of its NATO allies to discuss threats to its security as well as airstrikes it has carried out since Friday on ISIS in Syria and Kurdish rebel positions in northern Iraq. It has also threatened hundreds of people with suspected links to violent extremists. Turkey's state-run news agency says today police have raided homes in the Ankara neighborhood, detaining at least 15 people suspected of links to ISIS. This is USA Headline News.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install Chase Oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Fiat Chrysler is offering to pay Jeep owners who have not responded to a gas tank recall. AP correspondent Tom Krischer.
Chrysler has been feuding with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for several months now over Fiat Chrysler's behavior in 23 different recalls. The government alleges that Fiat Chrysler had failed to notify people of the recalls, failed to follow through, make the right parts. The bottom line is they're going to have to pay a fine of up to $105 million, and they're also going to have to buy back a 500,000 Ram pickups.
The State Department has taken Malaysia and Cuba off its blacklist of countries failing to combat modern-day slavery. Undersecretary of State Sarah Sewell says Cuba's policies, though, still bear watching.
We remain concerned in the case of Cuba, and the reason that it would still be on the Tier 2 watch list includes a number of concerns, such as the failure to recognize forced labor as a problem or to act to combat it.
That could leave the U.S. open to criticism that politics is swaying the often contentious rankings in its annual human trafficking report. An autopsy will be needed to evaluate what led to the death of Bobby Christina Brown, daughter of the late Whitney Houston. The Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office says time that elapsed from when she was found unresponsive in January until her death yesterday will complicate its effort to reconstruct events. She was 22. She was found in a bathtub like her mother. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to 100 in Chamber Radio. It is Monday, July 27th, the time now 2:07. This is Chris Phelan, going to be filling in today for Larry Cartwright on the award-winning Mental Health Matters show. Current temperature is 82 degrees here in Flemington. We've got, folks, about a 50% chance of heavy rain this afternoon. Those clouds have been bouncing all over the skies of Hunterdon. Tonight we've got a possibility again of scattered thunderstorms. Then Tuesday we kind of break. It's going to be mostly clear. It looks like Tuesday into Wednesday, but that temperature is going to start to climb and that humidity index going up. We're going to hit 94 by Wednesday. Another chance of showers a little later in the week into Thursday, but Friday's going to be sunny. Temperature coming back down. So it looks like all things considered, it's going to be warm, but a fairly good week. Stay tuned in just a moment. We'll be right back with Mental Health Matters here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back again. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on this Monday, July 27th. The time is 2:08, and this is the award-winning Mental Health Matters. And I want to welcome back here to the studios at Hunterdon Chamber Radio, Carol Ricard. Good afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Pleasure having you here, and I know it was a little bit of a surprise. I'm filling in for Larry, but we're hoping Larry will be back with us next Monday, and he does send his best. I got to talk to him on Friday and the like. But, Carol, you've been on the show before with Larry, and you have your own organization, Well University. So I know we're going to talk about a lot of different things that you do as a licensed clinical social worker. But we also want to talk a little bit about maybe your background and an author of many books and also a resident here in Hunterdon. So
yeah.
The sky's the limit
the
for the next hour.
The sky is the limit. That's right. Well, it's interesting because I'm also somebody who's been living well with a mental illness for 23 years now. And I joke because I happened to get to go to work in a psychiatric hospital, and thank God I did, because I would never known I had a mental illness if I hadn't.
Say that.
I was one of those people who just, I've caught myself saying my mother's words. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
Sure.
And, my higher power just threw me into a psychiatric hospital to go to work, and it was kind of the beginning of, wellness and recovery for me. So. 23 years I've actually been working in hospital mental health settings, teaching wellness and stress management skills.
Okay.
And I used to joke with my patients and say, someday you'll see me on Oprah, because I felt like what we had to teach in the hospital, everybody really needed to learn.
Sure.
Nobody's immune from stress or from illness, from anger. So,
and you've probably seen over that 23-year window, and a lot of credit to organizations like NAMI, who sponsors the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And many more, that the awareness of mental health and the awareness of
all different types of diseases that affect folks has radically changed and has become much more acceptable as well. I would think that there were a lot of stereotypes that may still be out there, but those barriers seem to be slowly breaking down.
I think it's better than it was. I actually also sit on a committee down in Trenton, a stakeholder committee for the Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services. And one of the things that we're working on is really stigma.
Okay.
Because it's still the thing that will stop people from getting help.
Okay.
And so it's definitely come a great distance in even just the last 5 years.
Okay.
But I think that I was thinking about this, and and it's interesting because I was going to bring it up with Larry, but I was thinking about how if you think back and you once heard the word cancer, that was a diagnosis that nobody got to talk about.
Sure.
Very and it
quiet,
really,
almost like an embarrassment
or the stigma that went along with that. And I thought to myself, wow, look what's happened with that. And if we could do the same thing when it comes to mental health,
and it
proves that it could be done.
Right.
I think it's just being able to break down that stigma. And
and where do you think some of those barriers today are still there and present? I'm not sure, again, if the diagnosis of different illnesses has become better. Is it done at an earlier age, in terms of understanding, or what are some of those obstacles?
I think we've gone a long ways. We were just talking a little bit earlier with Amanda and in the schools, that I think there's definitely the awareness and looking at that. But still, there's some pretty amazing statistics out there that generally people will go to help see their primary care doctors.
Okay.
Who may or may not be comfortable with prescribing psychiatric medications.
Sure.
And so I think access to care is still one of the biggest barriers, and then the stigma.
Right.
Because that means you got to go in, even if you're talking to your primary doctor, and say, I've been having this problem, So it's kind of both, I think, really.
Okay. And is the diagnosis or predictability, I guess it would depend on the type of illness, but like in terms of, you were sharing your depression, is that something that's picked up at a very young age, or does it happen, on an individual basis depending on life circumstances?
I think it's a pretty individual basis.
Okay.
I haven't worked with adolescents in schools in like years and years and years, but I know that, unfortunately, being at the hospital, I was always where it got to the worst.
Right.
And, that's where it landed them.
Because it seems like children today are just under adolescents as well, and teenagers. We were talking about this a little earlier here in the office, are under so much pressure today.
Oh, my God.
And families are under so much pressure, or families are broken apart, and that creates even more pressure.
Yeah.
So it just seems like there's a lot more at work today that maybe wasn't 20, 25 years ago.
I agree with you. I think for me, the one love that I've always had was what I call coping skills, or I actually call them life tools, because I think, you can have you can have a screwdriver, and you can have a hammer, you can have a wrench and take care of physical problems. But I think we also have to have tools to take care of the life problems that come up. And if kids don't have them, then they're in trouble.
Sure.
They're kind of grabbing at things, and a lot of those things aren't the healthy things that are going to work.
Yeah, that contribute, at the end of the day, especially if they unfortunately do go down a different path and maybe get involved with, drugs
self-medicating.
Or self-medication, sure.
I actually was stealing alcohol from my parents at age 14.
Wow.
Because I'd overheard a conversation that wasn't meant for my ears and figured out my dad was dying from cancer.
Wow. That's a tough thing to deal with at that age.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, if you're just joining us, it's now 2:15. We're going to take a quick break, but this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright here on the award-winning show here on 100 in Chamber Radio, Mental Health Matters. And we're joined today with Carol Ricard, and she's a licensed clinical social worker. Her organization is Well University, but many years in the mental health field, and we've been talking about things, and she's also an author of over 10 books. So maybe we'll talk about some of those books, and again, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with a quick word from our sponsors.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Mental Health Matters here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. The time is 2:18. Current temperature is 81 degrees. It is Monday, July 27th. This is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Larry Cartwright. And I want to thank Carol for sticking around after that break. I didn't scare her away, but Carol Ricard is a licensed clinical social worker. Her organization is the Well University, a resident here in East Amwell. And we've been talking a little about her background and in general about the whole stigma and challenges that still exist to mental health. Do you think there's still obstacles, you know, when you look at the state and how they fund mental health? We were just talking about, we won't name the institution, but you look at the number of, you know, institutions around our state, and that's gone down. Services have kind of, I'm not sure if they've gone down or up, but a lot of it comes back to state and federal funding.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one because, you know, mental health, when you look and you take it even away from the state funding, when you look at private insurance,
sure.
I mean, mental health has never been a moneymaker.
Right.
You know, I had shared that the program I worked at for 13 years ended up closing.
Wow.
And, you know, and so mental health, I think I heard this story from a woman who said a psychiatrist that was asked to do an evaluation, a two-hour evaluation on a geropsychiatric patient was paid $85 for 2 hours of his time.
Wow.
And any other kind of medical specialist, you know, they get billed and paid. And so
hundreds of dollars an hour.
Yes, So it's almost like you feel like mental health or psychiatry is the evil stepchild. But, you know, it's really interesting because if you think about it, our mind and our body are connected together.
Sure.
But I think, I mean, I definitely think that more people are able to reach out and get help, which then causes some problems because it kind of you have more need and maybe not as many providers. So depending upon where you are in the state, it could be different for different people.
Right.
So, and the other advent is, you know, in New Jersey, I mean, I think we can look at challenges we have in New Jersey, but actually compared to some other states, we're doing pretty good
a little
here.
Ahead of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I actually am involved with another organization called, Depression Bipolar Support Alliance.
Okay.
Which is, it's actually a peer facilitated support program, largest in the country.
Okay.
And so we have different state chapters. And when I listen to some of the people from the other states talk, I'm
sure
kind of grateful to be here in New Jersey, quite honestly.
And is that somebody, if we have a listener that maybe themselves or has a family member, is those types of networks available for them to tap into?
Yeah. It's NAMI has been such a phenomenal support for family members and really important on education. And DBSA's just got a little different tilt to it.
Okay.
It really is kind of people living with mood disorders and family members, but it's actually peer facilitated support. And
okay.
we unfortunately don't have one right here in Hunterdon County. The closest
okay.
we have is Bridgewater,
okay.
which actually has a pretty big, you know, support group there. And it's for just kind of like family members or individuals living with that.
Okay.
So I think whether it's NAMI or DBSA, it's important to be around people that are understanding the language
sure.
that you're speaking.
Sure, and or going through those
yeah.
similar circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. That to me is kind of like that language, you know, when you
sure.
say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right, right. So. And I guess, you know, what I will recommend, and we'll give that out before the show is out today, but to definitely visit the NAMI website.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information up on their website and links to these types of resources.
Kind of doors, you know, I think of them
right.
as doors for help. And,
okay.
and NAMI does such a phenomenal job at that.
In terms of connecting.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what's the other really impressive part about Hunterdon's NAMI is that it is no paid staff, that it is all volunteers.
Sure,
and
sure.
I had come from Mercer County, where Mercer actually does have a paid staff. And
okay.
it's... You know, it's pretty interesting to see how much Hunterdon's able to do with everybody's support. And
no, I know. We try to promote many of the different workshops and programs, you know, through the Chamber newsletter and calendar of events, and it is very impressive. And then you continually see NAMI's presence throughout the newspaper
yeah.
and online in terms of all of that they do to, you know, support, you know,
yeah.
the families and individuals here in Hunterdon and are a great resource. So we'll give that, you know, information out before, you know, the show is out today. Maybe, Carol, share a little bit about some of your books. You've authored some books, and I'm sure they're on various topics. I apologize, I don't have a list there.
But, no, because Larry and I just, you know, we kind of
yeah.
just said, oh, we were just going to go where the wind took us, so
sure.
you're doing great.
Okay.
You know, well, the first two books I ever did were actually worksheets for clinicians, and
okay.
and I actually have the belief that we all kind of know what we need to do to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, we know what to eat, we know exercise, we know what not to do to be healthy. But so I was always used analogies,
okay.
And so pictures and images. So so the first book that I wrote was actually called Moving Beyond Depression, and it was the system that I used to get well,
okay.
and what I have taught in the hospital for 23 years. And did a revision of that just recently, and it's called Transforming Illness to Wellness.
Okay.
'Cause, it doesn't really matter what the illness is, but
sure.
the way to get there continues to be the same. And then I was saying to you, my love has always been coping skills. And, you know, what do? You don't always get to control the cards that you're dealt in life. So what
sure.
healthy ways do you deal with those cards?
Right.
So, and so the next couple books I had written were around that. And then a couple around eating and emotional eating, because I find that you can be eating, it could be smoking, it could be maybe even drinking. But if you take away those things and you don't give people healthier alternatives,
right.
then they kind of substitute unhealthy or go back to
something
unhealthy.
On that path.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and so, yeah, so that's kind of my goal was just always to take the work I did in a hospital and try and make that available to people. So, for example, the blueprint that I use and I follow and live well, it actually involves like a chair. And
okay.
at least you have to have four legs of a chair or a building. You have to have four corners,
sure.
right?
Sure.
And so if you don't have these four corners, then it makes really having stability in your life kind of challenging.
Right.
And for a lot of us living with a mental illness, medication, well, actually for a lot of people these days, medication kind of is a part of our wellness.
Sure.
And, you know, has to be one of the corners of the building. Otherwise, the building's going to fall over.
Right. It seems like, you know, medication has definitely, like you said, taken on a role in many people's lives. And I guess, you know, do you explore in your books, you know, some of the alternatives? It seems like a big catchphrase now and a movement is around integrated medicine and some of the other, you know, maybe holistic approaches Eastern influences.
I think we've, at least, thank God, we're kind of integrating the two.
Because it seems to be taking on.
Yeah.
I know the hospital here has just started a whole integrated medicine program.
And I honestly believe that if somebody can use those other alternatives and avoid medication, even all the better.
Sure.
But when the symptoms, particularly of depression and mental illness, are so severe that I have yet to see somebody kind of get better with alternatives alone.
Right. Medicine's an important part.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think of it as, and the right medicine, you know, that's important too. And I think that's the other frustrating part about mental health issues, that it's not like blood pressure. So if your doctor gives you one dose of a certain medicine, it's usually going to work.
Right.
Not so with mental health. It could be four medicines that you try before you find the right one that works.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means you better have more of a foundation around you to kind of keep you up and kind of keep things stable enough for you so that you don't end up having to be in the hospital for that illness.
What would be some of the other, you know, the other three foundational?
Well, the four corners are, one is medication. The other is treatment, you know. The third is actually sobriety, which doesn't mean drugs or alcohol. It means any kind of harmful behaviors. Mm. So, for example, if I'm diabetic and I happen to still like my ice cream every night, well, that's going to cause a problem.
Sure.
And then the fourth one is actually structure, which is what, when somebody ends up in an inpatient treatment setting, is what is provided. And that is kind of like what you do with your time, you know, so you're not just kind of hibernating in your house or staying in bed.
Sure.
So those are the four corners. And then there's actually 10 others pieces you put in place.
That build on that. So it's a whole process that you have to,
It's kind of
through.
A foundation, you know, that you kind of put in place.
And are your, in particular, this particular workbook and worksheet, is this something that you would do in concert with individuals or maybe with a support group or a counselor or your doctor?
They've actually been, you know, the worksheets have kind of been used, you know, in a lot of different settings. For me, my dream was always being able how to create an online kind of presence. I actually had this dream of having an online wellness center.
Oh, wow.
You know, where if you're seeing your therapist and you're seeing your doctor, you could come over here and learn how to kind of deal with stress or your emotions, the tools pieces.
Okay.
So kind of, you know, which is great because being on the Chamber Internet Radio, is how can we use the internet to our advantage?
Yeah, definitely. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan covering mental health matters here on this Monday, July 27th. For Larry Cartwright, we have Carol Ricard here in the studios, and we're talking about a whole wealth of information that is extremely beneficial, maybe not directly for you, but maybe it's a friend, a family member, someone you work with, a way to kind of, again, get some more information out. We're going to take a quick break here this afternoon. We'll be back in just a few moments after the news and weather, and maybe we'll talk a little about Well University, your organization as well, and some more about some of the books that you've authored. So stay tuned here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The search continues for two 14-year-old boys off the coast of Florida. They disappeared Friday while fishing. Officials have found their capsized boat undamaged. Tequesta Police Chief Christopher Elg says they are looking for the two teens, but there is a large area to cover.
The United States Coast Guard knows what they're doing. This is what they do best. They are conducting a search and will continue for as long as they believe it's feasible.
The two boys have been identified as Perry Cohen and Austin
Stefanos. President Obama is in Africa and convening an emergency meeting on the crisis in South Sudan.
It's the world's newest country, just 4 years old, but South Sudan's already erupted in civil war between rival factions that's led to mass killings and a refugee crisis. Here in Ethiopia's capital, the president's huddling with regional leaders in hopes of getting the two sides to accept a power-sharing deal.
That was AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
Well, welcome back to 100 in Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan, filling in for Larry Cartwright on Mental Health Matters, and give you a quick update on the weather. It is currently 84 degrees, so we've got up a little bit. Maybe I just refreshed the browser, but looks like we still got a chance of rain this afternoon. About a 50% chance starting after 3 o'clock. Tonight, scattered thunder showers and isolated showers. Tomorrow, that temperature is going to climb up 92 degrees, and it looks like it's going to continue to climb right up and through Thursday. That's our next chance of rain. So although Tuesday, Wednesday look sunny, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s in the evening, some high humidity. Thursday night, we get a break there, and Friday looks like it's going to be about 87 and sunny. And stay tuned throughout the week to the weather here on 100 in Chamber Radio, and you'll get those updates throughout the day. Well, I want to welcome back Carol Ricard, and Carol is a licensed clinical social worker. We're filling in today for Larry Cartwright. Larry is our regular host here on the award-winning show, Mental Health Matters. And Larry is part of that great organization we've been talking about, NAMI of Hunterdon County. Very simple, their website, NAMI, NAMI.org. And you can go to that website and you will see a whole list on their calendar of events, to the different programs and services that they offer, discussion groups, kind of the list goes on, and really is an incredible resource for our community. So I would highly encourage you to visit that website. Again, NAMI.org, and you can get some information on what's happening in Hunterdon, and if you want to tap some local services and individuals. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, Carol, you would concur, the volunteers that run NAMI and their board, they're there to help send you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
So they're going to match you up with different organizations and groups and support services, whether it be at the hospital or through other organizations. You know, make those connections for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about what were some of the barriers earlier, and if you, it just occurred to me, one of the biggest barriers too is like people don't know where to go.
To go, sure.
You know,
sure.
To ask for help, and it makes having the organization, you know, just that one place where if you got a question and you don't know where to start, that's the best place to start.
Definitely.
You know, and I think it's interesting. I was just thinking about a woman that I'd worked with at the hospital who's. Medical doctor had referred her to my program, and my program was kind of like you went to school for the day. It was called a partial hospital where you came for the day, but you got to still sleep at home and live your life.
Okay.
And wonderful, because you had to be in treatment and life at the same time, which is what I loved. And I remember talking to her, and I said something about depression. She's like, well, I'm not depressed. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, what about sadness? And she just burst into tears.
Wow.
And what I have come to understand is that we all may not use the same language, but, you know, certainly if you've gotten to the point where you feel like you're kind of like your life is kind of being compromised or dragged down a little bit, it's worth actually just reaching out and getting some help for just to figure it out.
And I guess, you know, someone who is suffering, I mean, is it sometimes hard for them to even realize that or accept that?
Oh, I think you get to where, you know, it's kind of like you just are used to it. You know, you kind of can get used to that.
You've had and, the ability to develop coping skills and ways around it.
Yeah. I know for myself, things got real. I mean, I think the first place that's really important is for people to check out things medically. And so I was sharing with you, you know, 23 years ago, getting put in a psychiatric hospital to figure out what's going on. But for the last year and a half, my doctor had been running tests trying to figure out why was I so tired, and blood tests and this and that, and thought I had mono. So I was going back every 3 weeks, getting 3 months getting tested, which I think is important because there's so many symptoms that you don't know where do they come from. But after all those tests came back, and on the one hand, you're happy because everything turns out okay, but on the other hand, it's like, all right, why do I still feel like crap?
Sure. It's not resolved. Right?
No, it's not resolved. And so for me, the scariest part was when I actually stopped going to the gym, because that was the one thing in my life that was pretty constant. And so kind of when you start to stop doing things that you used to once love to do, that to me is kind of like a pretty good of a red flag to kind of be aware of.
And I would think, you know, too, a family member, a loved one, even a friend, you know, could reach out to a group like NAMI and ask for some guidance and support too, because, you know, maybe there's a great level of, you know, unsurety. You know, uncomfortableness on approaching that individual to see how they can help and support. Or maybe there's been a lot of turmoil, too.
Yeah, Chris. I mean, I think it's a really great resource for friends and family. It made me think of it was in May I did a workshop at the hospital, actually, for Hunterdon Medical Center, and we did it as a fundraiser for NAMI Hunterdon. And one of the questions afterwards was, I remember a couple asking, you know, saying, well, what if you have a son that doesn't want to get any treatment? And I kind of said, well, that's a really frustrating challenge to kind of have. I think you want people to be where you want them to be, but unfortunately, sometimes you got to start where they are. And that means for family members, having that support and being able to talk to other family members
is really important.
It is. It really is. Because you can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. But I think in the process, you got to learn how to take care of yourself, too.
Right. And I guess that can have that, there can be definitely side effects for family, friends, or a loved one.
Well, and I think a lot of the symptoms, you know, I just never forget the word I've heard over and over and over again was people saying, my family just thinks I'm lazy. You know, and not really realizing that you know, kind of withdrawal from life and no energy and no motivation, that's actually not the person. That's the symptom that goes along with the depression. So I think education, too, is a really big piece of the work that they do here in Hunterdon County.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Well University, which is your organization and venture, and you're now
It's kind of a new venture, really.
Which is exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I kind of had on the side always dabbled a little bit, and you know, with the hospital changes, you know, it's always been my dream to make sure that people have the tools to live well, and you know, making sure that people can do that. I was saying about how I like to use analogies, and right now writing has been kind of one of the biggest you know, I'd have to say, pieces of my business. And then it's kind of looking at one of the other things I do too, though, that I love and have done for 23 years is I teach CPR and first aid.
Okay.
So that's that. I have to say that's mostly what I've done with Well University over the last 10 years or so. But
is that something you do for businesses?
I do for businesses, organizations. Do it as a fundraiser. I'm a certified through American Heart Association.
Okay.
And again, actually had to use it on my mom when I was in the ninth grade.
Wow.
So was able to save her life. So it's the kind of thing I think everybody needs to know. But one of the ways that I teach people about CPR, just to give you an idea of how your brain, I think we know, is imagine that a person is a car, and a car has a gas tanks, and they have a fuel pump and an engine. And if the fuel pump and the gas tanks aren't working, the engine isn't going to get the gas. And that's what CPR does. It keeps the gas supply to the brain, which is oxygen. So it gives them a chance to get the help they need to get there for them. So
that's great. Well, I'm going to put a plug out there. So how can folks find out a little bit more about Well University or get in touch with you?
Well, you know, they could go to welluniversity.com, but it's interesting that it's spelled W-E-L-Y-O-U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so as in a well you. So it's just welluniversity.com. And actually, if they go to /healthy choices, I have some workshops up there, some actually videotaped workshops that people could take a look at and see. Healthy choices.
Those are available free.
Yeah.
For folks? Okay.
Yeah, just to hop on there and check them out. So.
And do you do these workshops too for groups and organizations?
I do. I've gone around. It's interesting. I can go into some businesses and do lunch and learns. Or my goal is just to really fit what people's needs are too. So, you know, if it's doing, I love doing fundraisers though for organizations. So we go in, we do a stress management workshop, and then sell my books, and then $2 from the book goes towards the organization, because I think it's a win-win-win. You know, for me, I get to teach, people get to learn, and then the organization gets some sponsorship too. So,
see, when you mentioned stress management and work, I don't think those two terms fit together. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It seems like technology is supposed to make our life easier, but it's definitely
increased
the pace in an office environment and a lot of stress in the workplace
today.
Yeah,
a lot. I actually have a couple of secret strategies, you know, that I could share with you. So,
Well, we may have to get you involved with. We have a new initiative that we haven't even officially launched yet. We're gearing up for 2016, but it's a partnership involving many organizations that we're currently enrolling, and the focus on this initiative for 2016 into 2017 will be a 2-year commitment to a healthy workforce initiative.
That's great.
That is going to try to raise the awareness of all the different resources that are available here in Hunterdon County to businesses and organizations, and to really begin to understand the connectivity to not only, I mean, you use that word, it sounds a little callous, workforce productivity, but it's really about that, happy employee, the healthy employee. It's about, you know, a healthy organization at the end of the day and how that all intertwines. So we're working with some folks, our committee, and we're getting ready over the next few months to actually start announcing this and launching it. And 2016 is going to be our healthy workforce initiative challenge. It's going to be a challenge over a 2-year period to get organizations a little bit more aware. So we'd love to somehow get you involved with that. We'll have to talk you after.
It sounds like
the
a
show.
Great project, because bottom line, it looks at people's health and where they live and where they work is the two most important places.
Definitely. And you spend, you know, people don't realize how much time they really do spend at work. And, you know, today, you know, you've got in many households, if not the majority, are working, both spouses. So it's one of those things where you've got that added pressure and dimension and, going on that, cultivates a lot of stress.
Yeah. And a lot of that times that work stress just comes right on home through the door with people too.
Definitely. Well, maybe we'll give out a tip on some stress management if folks want to stick around. We're going to take
a quick
break here. Again, this is Chris Phelan speaking with Carol Ricard, and we're filling in today. I'm covering things for Larry Cartwright, and this is the award-winning show, Mental Health Matters. And coming up after 3 o'clock, I'll also be covering the Hunterdon Medical Center show. And we're going to be joined at that 3 o'clock hour with Margaret Doyle, who's the director of Hunterdon Hospice. And have another great lineup after that. We've got Georgine coming on at 4 o'clock with Hot in Hunterdon. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour to round the day out at 5 o'clock. So you're listening here to HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in today for Larry Cartwright on the award-winning show Mental Health Matters. We have Carol Ricard. We've had a great conversation about a whole range of different resources and ways in which individuals that may be suffering from a mental illness and or family members and friends can tap. We were talking a little bit about stress, and I would think, you know, if somebody is suffering potentially from depression or another mental, stress is something that, is one more added layer to that whole, factor, and probably hard to mitigate as well.
Stress is, I kind of like to get people to think of stress as like a magnifying glass. Mm. So whatever you might be susceptible to in your health,
right.
So for the person with the mental health, it could be those symptoms. But even that person with blood pressure or diabetes, that stressful situation is just going to exacerbate whatever that is.
Sure.
My psychiatrist that I worked with, he was wonderful. He actually had come from Russia and been a doctor over there. But he had this great quote, and I shared it with my patients. And he said, it's the medicine's job to manage the illness, and it's our job to manage the situation.
Hmm.
And so it goes.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If my blood pressure is up, let's say, because of stress, the medicine isn't going to work.
Right.
It's the work that I have to do that. So the analogy I actually use with stress is if you were to take the soda bottle that I have in my hand and you shake it up,
okay,
the pressure builds up on the inside.
Mm.
If you just stop shaking and put it back in the refrigerator, does the pressure go anywhere? Doesn't imagine, if you went to open that bottle like 6 weeks later, it's still going to be pressurized and it's going to probably make a mess.
Yep.
And so that's kind of what I like to teach people to think about stress. Life shakes us up and the pressure builds up inside of us. And if we don't have those releases, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's true. And I would think, like you said, the support system and the way that you approach things and deal with this is so critical.
Yeah. And it could be talking. It could be, for me, I had shared with you earlier that drinking at 14, what stopped the drinking was actually sports.
Okay.
Playing basketball.
Okay.
And so, people have so many different tools. I don't know if they necessarily sometimes think of them as tools, but
in terms of releasing.
Yeah,
and
well, it takes two steps. I don't know if this has ever happened to you where you actually said something that you wished later that you had never said.
In my entire life.
Well,
I hope my wife isn't listening.
Yeah. Well, here's the reason as why. People, you can get good. It's the feeling. It builds up. And let's say you're here at work and you say, okay, I know, just to walk away, because I don't want to say anything I'm going to regret. You walk away. But if you don't walk away and take the second step and do something to release what's there,
sure,
it comes out on the wrong person.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the soda bottle. Just ends up spilling out all over people. So, or the other way I like to get people to think about stress is think about laundry.
Okay.
What
My
happens?
My favorite topic.
Yeah. What happens
like
if you don't do? I do too.
You're in trouble.
And what I say, you know, the example is week one, you got a small pile. Week two, you got a bigger pile. And at week three, if you had to stand up and you were looking at a pile of laundry as tall as you were,
right,
it'd be pretty overwhelming.
It's true. I don't know where how a 2 year old. We got a 2 year old.
Oh my
and
gosh!
An
oh,
how much laundry this kid can produce?
You so, Chris, you are a stress expert, and you don't even know it.
See that?
See. Because you keep it, the same principle applies. To keep it from piling up, you got to do a load.
Yeah.
And same thing with stress. I teach people that stress is like laundry. You can hide it.
Right.
I've hidden my bills in drawers. It doesn't mean they go away.
Sure.
You can pretend it's not there. But no matter what, your 2 and your 8-year-old, it's going to start piling up.
Sure, definitely.
And I think stress does the same thing to us in our lives.
Dealing with that proactively and head on seems to be the better, which is probably the hardest sometimes.
Well, same thing with laundry. I mean, you got to do a load if it starts to pile up, and if you can prevent adding to the pile in the first place, all the better, too. So, yeah, that proactive piece can take care of some of it.
Definitely. Do you have any workshops, Carol, that you are going to be doing in the near future or working on the fall schedule at this point?
Yeah, working on the fall schedule, you know, and trying to just set up some in Hunterdon County. We live in a nice tri-county area, you know. So if there's any organizations out there wanting to do a stress management workshop.
Sure. What would be the best way that folks could, get in touch with you?
You know, the easiest would be just even give me a phone call. And it would be 888, so it's a toll-free number, 888. And then Life Tools, LifeTools.
That's very easy to, remember, definitely.
Yeah. I think about our community, and Hunterdon is just, especially in the summertime, but when the weather's nice, we have so many great resources to actually get outside. And that's where some of the research has recently shown that just being outside in a beautiful area can actually decrease anxiety levels.
Sure. Heading out to one of our trails or parks or just walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, we have just so many great trees in the county, too.
So. Oh, it's true. I would think even at a minimum, just taking a nice ride and keeping the windows open, can do wonders there. But you do drive home a point that, we do have a plethora of natural resources here in Hunterdon County to kind of tap into. And you do see quite a few people active and out there. And again, as we move forward, as I shared before our last break with this Hunterdon Healthy Workforce Initiative, we want to, keep stressing those good decisions pay good dividends across the board, not only individually but collectively for organizations as well.
Well, and I think wellness doesn't happen by accident. You know, it does require some effort or some actions on our part, and so that's really the secret is how to kind of motivate, inspire yourself to be able to do that. And you have a couple motivation and inspirationals in a 2 and an 8-year-old.
definitely. They keep us hopping. But, it is one of those things that, keeping on top of can be stressful and balancing work and all of that, too. But they are a good stress release, too.
I was going to say, you bring up a really important point, and that is it not all stress is negative.
No,
it takes the form of lots of different presents.
Definitely. And, it's one of those things. It's amazing to see, even as wonderful as a county we have, one of the most simple things, and you don't see it as much as you used to, and I know there's a lot of reasons why, but even kids just playing outside these days, you know, is one of those. And I grant it, you know, I can understand, you know, from a parent's perspective, you know, people are nervous and there's bad people, you know, in this world. I sure get it at the end of the day. But getting outside with your kids and doing stuff, you know, with your kids is a good option then to overcome that.
Yeah.
If you're there and like
helps,
you said.
And it helps both of you.
Oh, without
you
a doubt.
Know?
Yeah.
It kind of takes care of that little kind of like, as I say, a little ch-ch-ch when you're letting out the pressure a little bit too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely can be good stuff. Well, Carol, let's give out again your contact information. And if folks want to go to, you know, your website again, Well University, that's yep. definitely a great resource. You mentioned that there are some things online that folks could tap into.
There are.
Let's
yeah.
plug that you know, website as well.
The website is Well University, which is WellYouNiverSity. So it's university, but you're just putting a Y and an O in front of it, .com.
And in terms of your phone number again that folks can you know, get in touch with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is 888.
Okay.
And then the word Life Tools, LIFETOOLS.
That's excellent. So there's an easy way to kind of get in touch
yep.
with you.
Yep.
Want to give out the phone number for NAMI, who
yep.
is a great supporter of 100 in Chamber Radio. Filling in for Larry Cartwright today. Again, this is Chris Phelan, but Larry comes to you every Monday, you know, from 2 to 3 here on 100 in Chamber Radio. And I know we promote, again, many of their events and programs, and they've got advertising that runs, you know, in terms of their messaging. But if you'd like to get in touch with them directly, their phone number is area code 908-284-0500. And you can visit their website at www.nami.org. And, you know, that'll take you onto their website where you've got information, news, resources, things to kind of tap into, you know, some of the ways that you can even get out and get involved and support NAMI.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, Carol, you've
great
done some great fundraisers for them. There's a list of upcoming events and programs and the NAMI walks that happen throughout the area. But information, again, on 100 in NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, can be found at NAMI.org. So I really want to thank you. Our hour flew by.
It did. It
really
goes so
does.
Fast.
Flew by that we're coming up here. And again, want to thank Carol Ricard. And hopefully we'll see you in the near future. And as a new business and a new initiative, love to get you involved
yeah.
with our business community and chamber.
Love to become involved.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to Chris Phelan here. And again, this has been the award-winning show, Mental Health Matters. Wish Larry Cartwright all the best. Larry will be back with us next Monday. Excuse me, next Monday, same time, same place here on 100 in Chamber Radio. Stay tuned for a brief announcement from our sponsors and then the news at 3 o'clock. And we'll be back right after that with the 100 in Medical Show here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
The 100 in County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present 100inChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The search continues for two 14-year-old boys off the coast of Florida. They disappeared Friday while fishing. Officials have found their capsized boat undamaged. Tequesta Police Chief Christopher Elg says they are looking for the two teens, but there is a large area to cover.
The United States Coast Guard knows what they're doing. This is what they do best. They are conducting a search and will continue for as long as they believe it's feasible.
The two boys have been identified as Perry Cohen and Austin
Stefanos. President Obama is in Africa and convening an emergency meeting on the crisis in South Sudan.
It's the world's newest country, just 4 years old, but South Sudan's already erupted in civil war between rival factions that's led to mass killings and a refugee crisis. Here in Ethiopia's capital, the president's huddling with regional leaders in hopes of getting the two sides to accept a power-sharing deal.
That was AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. This is USA Headline News.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, pre-finished, easy-to-install walnut red oak for $2.19. Stunning Sancho Bay solid hardwood